Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her, 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy speaking, and our little guest tonight is someone we had on a couple of weeks ago. Her name was Reverend Rebecca, and we will go ahead and put together introduce ourselves to you and give our websites. One of the things I'd like to say is we are going to do questions tonight over the phone, and I know the chat room is going, and we got a few people in here. Let's see here. What happened to my show? Well, Rebecca, I know you're there, but would you believe it? I'm going to have to get back in. Yeah, going to have to get back in and get the switchboard going again. Kids, don't hang up, but it looks like I got rebooted. I don't know how this happens at times. So while I'm checking in,
Mercury is in retrograde.
I've heard that, my old friend.
A lot of things are getting shaken up,
and so it won't let me. Wouldn't that be awful to think that I can't get in here? I'm trying again, everybody. I've signed in twice, so I would like to let everybody know that I am having. It appears that there's somebody else using my email that's trying to get in. I'm not quite sure what to do next here. Override the automatic. You know, sometimes this gets crazy. Let me, I'm trying to check in again. So everybody be patient with me here. While I'm doing this, I like Rebecca. We've got a topic tonight, as we always do. And our topic tonight, for as long as we can talk, and I'll try to keep getting in, is how ego gets in our way of good judgments. And I know there's people in queue who are going to be asking about relationships. So it is a problem. Rebecca, why don't you talk for a few minutes, and I'm going to try to get in and get on again. All right. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Okay. The ego, first off, when people think of ego, it means differently than what it's used in the terms that we use it in. And ego is where you're living more in your human experience and forgetting to live in your spirit experience, your inner soul, the connection to the divine, the God. So when we go into this human experience, and we are born with it for a reason. We have it for a reason. So we're meant to experience it, or God once gave it to us. But when we go to make changes in our life, and it could be even something as small as just changing your living room around, you think of ways how to move things and where you want to place them, and the ego still finds a way to discourage you from making that change. The ego don't like change. The ego, where the spirit embraces change.
Only to, and I'll go in, I did get in, everybody. I'm at the switchboard. I was not able to get back into the chat room. So this is, like she said, retrograde. The ego plays a large part in our personal growth. But only through change do we evolve and our soul evolves. And the only reason we are in a human form is for the experience of experiencing change. And a lot of times we get in our comfort zone. And that is, in itself, a level of ego. My ego says, this is where I like it, this is where I belong, and I want to be safe. What she was also addressing, and I'll step into her words just for a minute here, is that through change, whether it's changing your home or a relationship, don't let your ego of who you are be better or lesser than in these changes. I'm not worthy enough for new furniture. I'm not worthy enough for new paint in my walls. I'm not worthy enough for a man that treats me well. Or your ego can say, I am good enough. I'm going to spend all of my money on furniture. I'm good enough. I'm going to bash around my man friend and treat him badly because I'm too good for him. So it can bleed over into a lot of different areas of our life. Right? And I just want to expand on that just a little bit. Yeah, we just made a few choices, decision to talk to about this. And in the relationships in our lives that people are calling in, we're going to just say, if we found someone calling in has a good question, I don't want anybody in the chat room or in, say, comment about this, or someone who's waiting in line say, oh, I don't like she's picked on that question or she's picked on me. Please don't do that. The people who are brave enough to call in, there may be 10 to 100 people in who are just listening who may have the exact same issue as happened last time Rebecca and I were on. That happened because they had called people same question. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and even though a person don't even call in with the part, that person, and there's not a person out there with the same problem that you're helping them solve their problem too. The divine also works secretly like that too.
Absolutely, and I think that both of us can, in our lives, look back on some of the things happened to us and go, well, I know half a dozen people that had the same problem. With that, Rebecca, before we get started, would you please give out your website so people have a choice if they have a second way of getting onto your website and seeing you, what you have to offer while they're sitting on the phone? And go ahead and give it out.
My website is thepsychiclovelady.org.
Okay, and on there you can find her email address and her services and her phone number. And she's a couple hours. I don't know. I think you're in Central, correct?
Central time.
She's in the middle part of the United States, which helps, you know, people from New York get a little later chance at someone later in the evening. My website is nancymatz.net. Just yesterday, the people there on my server crashed my website and my email. So for you who are listening, I'm trying. I've spent hours today changing over most of the places that you would click to email me from Nancy@nancymatz.com, and the new one is Nancy@nancymatz.net, at least for a couple weeks, so that this mess can get this one of those. What did you call it, Rebecca? Something
Mercury
in retrograde. Oh, what a day!
Mercury retrograde.
You can't take it personal, and you can't have a nervous breakdown on it. I just looked at it. Well, I'd much rather done something else today besides the 100 places I have my email listed. So anyway, let me get to the first call.
I read that it's affecting like a lot of computer difficulties, electronics, and things not working right with electronics.
Well, welcome to my world.
Computer's electronic.
Kidding. Like I said, if you take it personal, you could almost go crazy. And there's so many people sitting out there I know having problems also. So I'd like to go to the first caller in queue is a 404 area code. And do me a favor and give me your first name and what state you're calling from. Who's this, please?
Hi, I'm Toria, and I'm calling from New York.
Hello, New York. Well, what do you have for Rebecca? What do you like going by, Rebecca?
Yeah.
Okay, so Rebecca, Tori, ask your question for us.
Okay. Well, it's so funny that you guys were touching on, like, you know, relationships and the ego and everything. And I definitely, it's here in the past couple of months, I've been doing this great workout called, like, Intensati. And it really kind of strengthens that mentality to detach and just know that everything's, you know, according to plan, that whatever happens. Anyway, and so I've really gotten comfortable with how things are going in my life, so comfortable that somehow, you know, things were going well with a love relationship and fell away. But then that person came back, and then, yeah, so pretty much it's a little complicated, but I guess I just wanted to know what you were picking up on love-wise for me, because I'm an independent person, but, yeah, love is a touchy area sometimes.
Well, let's get straight. Are you now dating somebody, or you've given up and gone forward?
I am kind of dating someone. I say kind of because it's kind of sporadic. Like,
okay, so is this the blonde that you're dating and the one you love is a brunette?
No, there's no blonde.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I just got a dark-haired one. I just got a dark-haired one. Is he very artistic?
Which one? The one I have been kind of
dating? The dark-haired one.
There's two dark-haired ones.
Which one's more artistic?
One's in film and one's in restaurant, so probably film.
The one with film. It'd be film then. Okay, it feels like with him, do you have a long past with him?
No, I actually met him on a film project in February, so.
Okay, does it feel like you've known him all your life?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm getting like a soul pull there, okay? Both what conflicts with you both is you both aren't making time for each other.
Okay. That's understandable because he's in a different state right now doing a film project and I'm here. So that makes sense.
If you don't do that, if you try, you know, kids, I've been telling people for years that they have come and, you know, people do studies all the time. What do we know? That the most successful relationships were the people that 15 to 30 minutes, distance. What I picked up was another brown-haired man, two relationships, one now and one in the past. And that could be the two brown-haired men, but I have to be really honest with this. I'm going to be really careful. I want, Rebecca said, very key, you're not spending enough time together with this current brown-haired man, and it's very possible, but by the time you could kind of make a connection that would make a real relationship, you've got to meet a blonde man, and
okay. He's
in the forefront coming. So it's up to you to say to your man, you know, I need to come visit you, or we need
right. To
use Skype or webcam or something to get our relationship, because the universe, it's not like they have a sense of humor, but they only give us so much time before something happens. And I think that we have some free will, but not. It's like the movie Push. Did I mention this last time, Rebecca? I'm not sure. I love the movie Push. It's about a young girl who's a psychic, and she seems to draw in a book all the time of things. And she says, once we know of an event, then that event has the choice to change or not. So if you hadn't called us, then you and this current and dark-haired man would drift apart. But now that you've talked to us, I'm still going to say the blonde man may show up, or is going to show up. It's up to you what you do with it. But now you want to work extra hard to make sure the film man, the artistic one, will stay in the picture. It's still your choice. But now that you know the future, do we have a choice to change it? Do you get that? And you're also too busy. You say you don't to stay in the part. But I can't see you sitting down at all. You got emotionality in your mind. Your mind is very heavy with too much to do. Rebecca, how about a few more minutes, another minute?
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. She's not finding love because she's not putting her full intent on it.
Yeah. So that's still choices. And that's not negative, bad, and wrong. It's like where you are now. You don't even know what tomorrow's going to bring for you. You don't know where you're going to go next week or next year. So how can we build a relationship? So that's not a negative or bad wrong thing. Maybe now
is
the time to be able to say you have a boyfriend, but he's far enough away as not to be in your space too much.
Right.
Yeah, you know. So maybe what we're seeing is exactly what's meant to be. Is this blonde man's coming and make you twirl around like a top. And then you'll have a real choice.
Okay.
How's that?
Great.
Anything else,
that
Rebecca?
That's awesome.
Rebecca?
Yeah? No, I'm not getting anything else. No.
Okie dokie.
You
okay,
said it beautifully.
Well, young lady, I'll let you go, and you take care, huh?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
All right, girl.
All right.
Girlfriend. Now, I just wanted to bring to people's mind in a few minutes, she'll give out her website again. We cannot answer and give so much information that it settles all your affairs and all your issues. This is what we do for a living. So if we give you something and you want more from us, you can always access our websites, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then get something later on. And now this young lady.
It definitely goes more in detail.
Yeah, we just skipped around it a lot. This is a 908 area code, and I think I said hello to her earlier. Who's this, please?
Yes, you did. This is Tegan.
Oh, Tegan, what a great name.
Thank you.
And what state are you in?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
How you kids stay up late. And what can we do for you tonight?
I have a relationship question as well. I'm just wondering what you all see regarding relationship into the future and, I guess, particularly soulmate relationship.
Go ahead, Beck.
Are you involved with somebody right now?
No.
Okay. Were you just recently involved with somebody and it feels like maybe they were, I want to get, like, an imprisoned feeling or they, like, made very bad choices?
There's a situation like that going on.
Okay. You're still holding on to that energy. So that's until you heal from that energy, the new fellow won't come in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want this man to stay in your life?
Yes.
So Rebecca, she not necessarily wants to give up this man.
Well, it's not going to change. So you definitely would have to accept
him. I think this man's in trouble. I think he's going to be in trouble. Is that correct? And the young lady, don't give us his name, sure? Okay.
No. It's not trouble. It's nothing like that. He's just, just stuck in a situation and, having difficulty dealing with it.
And I think that will continue for a while.
I'm aware of that.
Or even could get worse before it gets better. That's what I'm picking up.
It's very stressful on you.
I'm sorry?
It's very stressful on you.
Yes, it is.
Let me put it this way.
Your spirit's not very happy.
And with that, remember, this is answering your question too, but for the listeners, so understand this, is sometimes I'll say to my ladies, where's the power? Now, if he has all the power at the moment, with all the drama or whatever's going on in his life, and you have no access to him, you have nothing with him, then you have to say, there's nothing here because I don't have any input. I can't do anything. I don't have any power here. He has it all. When that happens, then you have to get off that teeter-totter of going up and down with him and say, I'm going to catch my breath over here. Honey, you just deal with this, and when you're done, come back. Then you have the power to control the drama in your life.
That's where I am. Just what you said is where I am.
Okay, so remember, this is for everybody who's listening. So measure the Lady of Justice. You know, she has her eyes bandaged up, and she's holding her arms out. Now, the one arm is breaking because it's full of bricks, and it's holding her, pulling her over. And the other one has a heart in it, yours. And that heart is being thrown all about the room because its bricks are there. And you've got to take all those bricks up so she can stand outright. And I'm doing this too. You girls all be laughing at me here, my arms out, so that your heart can have a breather because you're unhealthy. Your body's bent over. All those bricks, there's all his emotionality, and he's having all the power. And so you can't even stand upright to do your own life. You've got to recollect yourself because your business is going to be affected. What you do, your emotionality, you're not centered or grounded. You don't want to work. Whatever's going on, until you have more balance and you get power in your life over you, then everything in your life is also going to start being affected.
So do you see him into the future?
Really?
I feel more yes than no. She wants to know, do we feel him in her future?
Yeah. I agree with Nancy.
Yeah, I felt it too.
You don't want to let go. And because you don't want to let go, you're not ready to let go.
So what you're saying is, no, you don't see him in the future?
No, we both got it.
Yes. He will be in the future.
I'm sorry, girl. Go ahead, Rebecca.
Well, I'm saying, yes, I see him in her future.
You do. Okay. Okay. But I understand what you're saying. I need to let it alone, live, move forward, and then, you know, when it happens in the future, that will be that, but just not now.
Correct. But you have to appreciate that what we're getting to, and this is for everybody's listening members, not just you, is looking where the power is and what it is doing to you by you not having any control or input into the situation. He has to do it completely by himself.
Yep. Yeah.
And if you're not careful, if you're not careful, it's going to start draining your soul. You're going to go down to his level.
Right.
Because it's not the same circumstance, but you're going to be completely, and I feel like your business and what you do is going to be effective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're not putting 100% into your job or your career or who you are.
Right. So, yes,
okay,
exactly what you said is what I've just, you know, finally come to, which is there is no power on my side. You know, it's gotten to that point. It wasn't that way before, and things have to be settled on its own, and I have to go do my own thing, and, you know, and then when it comes back together, it'll be on different footing.
Perfect. You learn good. Good for you, girl.
Is that what you all say? Is that what you're saying?
You've done good. You got it. You know what? I'm really sympathetic. This is so hard. There isn't a man or woman who hasn't been in the position of losing their power in a relationship. And we stand, it's kind of like what I felt like today with my computer, my software, and my server. It's like I had a choice of being screaming crazy woman and trying
right.
to be in control of it and yelling and screaming at these people for crippling me, my website and all. Yeah, I stood back and said, okay, they have all the power. I have nothing. I
right.
called them up and said, by the way, did you know that you just dumped my website and my email? So I got on the stick. I got my power back by going somewhere else and doing what I could to fix it. So I want your power back. I want you to go to your job or your career or whatever you do, put long hours there, make lots of money,
mm-hmm.
go to the gym, and get a little spray-on tan, and when you see him again, you're just going to be such a good catch. He's going to go, oh, no, I don't want to lose her. And then he'll get on the stick. Got it?
Got it.
All right, my dear. Best of luck to
All
you,
right.
huh?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. And so the next girl, our gentleman, and I hope I got it right here, is a 410 area code, and of course nothing happened. And I love this. Okay, screen, do something. I'm not knocked off. 908, go ahead and hang up, dear. Okay, now next in queue is a 410 area code. Okay, 410, I'll be right. Get right to you. It's not answering. Okay, let's try it again. Oh. Thank goodness. All right. Who's this?
Hi. My name's Maria.
Hello, Maria.
Hello, what?
Hello, Maria. And what state are you
Maria.
Calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., another East Coast. Well, young lady, you're up late, too. What can we do for you tonight?
I'm wondering if you can tell me if I'm going to be able to stay in the apartment that I'm in. I'm scheduled to go to rent court, but I usually can come up with the money, and I'm just wondering if you see me being able to pull myself out of my financial rut and being able to stay here for a while.
Yeah, I apologize. And ma'am, don't give your name. This is I get calls like this every day, and sometimes my id, we were talking ego, my id gets in the way because I want to reach out and grab all you kids and take care of you. You know, I'm the ultimate mother. You know, so this is really, really hard. You said court. Did you say the word red, R-E-D, court?
Rent. Rent court. Like,
oh,
I don't know if they have it where you live, but they have it.
Getting, you're getting evicted.
No.
They're taking you to court.
Actually, it's not an eviction at that point. What it is is basically, you didn't pay your rent, and they take you to court for. But I have this month's rent. But the problem is now it's next month, and so they might not want to. I don't have it quite yet, so they might not want to back down. I could go into it more, but basically, what happened was they were just letting. Yeah.
We don't want you to be identified here. I'm going to try to.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Are you? You? Rebecca?
Hello? Hello?
Rebecca? We're just having all kinds of trouble here. Rebecca, say okay. Something.
She may have her phone on mute. I do that a lot myself.
Well, she hung up, so something went wrong. She'll call in a minute. When you first start talking, and I'm being really truthful, I know there's people in the audience that are getting yes and no's if they're trying to be psychic and clue in. I originally did not see you move out. The trouble is that how many months can you do this? So that's my concern. Okay, here she comes. Let me pull her on. Rebecca, hold on. I hear you, girl. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Rebecca? What happened?
I'm just looking at the screen, and you talking, and you just disappeared. So it's kind of like the chat room. I couldn't get the chat room working. Oh, I love this. This young lady, what I said to her is I do feel her being able to stay for a while. My problem is that later on, June or July, which I didn't tell her yet, it feels like if you can't kind of wiggle in some kind of a agreement, you need to catch up. And this ball that's running down a hill quickly catch momentum. How are you going to catch up so you're not behind every month?
When you say June and July, are you saying that I have to catch up by June or July or they're going to take me to court again? What happens in June and July?
When I blend with your time, now remember, we're talking about where you live. So when I blend with you, even though I don't know how I do it, and especially emails, when I jump in your time, I see a bubble for JU, and I think it's for June. So it tells me you're going to decide to move out, or they're going to take you to court, or you settle all your affairs. I get kind of a distressed feeling. Is your renewal coming up for June or July for a year or 2 years? Whatever?
No, we don't. They don't do that here. Once your year is up and my year's, you know, has been up, it's just month to month. So...
okay,
maybe what
Rebecca. Go ahead. I'm sorry, sweetie.
What are you afraid of, Maria? What's your fear with moving?
I don't want to move. Actually, to be honest with you, my credit's not great, and you know this place didn't check my credit, and so you know they just don't do that here. They don't require a deposit, and for me to move, you know I'd have to scarf up. It's cheap rent compared to a lot of places around here. It's very expensive to live here, and so it's like. I'm not sure that, you know, unless I found a group house, even that can run you $800 or $900 in this area. I'm not sure I'd find a much cheaper place. You know, I'd have to come up with money to move. Any place I'd move, if I found a room in a house for $900 a month, they'd want a month's deposit most of the time. That's $1,800. I have to pay to get my furniture out. You know, it's just, and I love where I live. Actually, when I was a kid, I always wanted to live in this area, and here I live here now. So, you know, I don't want to move. I want to catch up, but I have some reoccurring bills that are just crushing me, and I have to get enough money together to pay them off. And then when I do that, this bill will fall into place. And I'm sure I can.
Rebecca, what are you getting for her, dear?
You need to sit down and, like, because you just blabbed that all out. What you want in your life right now. You've been holding that in, so that's what's been blocking you, okay? And you need to sit down and you need to, I'm getting that you need to, like, put a plan together for your life. Begin writing your story. Where do you want your life to go?
So you're doing a creative visualization. I think, you know, right now I don't see you moving out. I mean, I'm telling the truth.
No,
it's kind of like reading
but
through
you need
a firecracker.
You need to decide, though. How do I put this? You need to put your intention out there now to get things straightened out. You need to reevaluate things.
And how does that, I mean, like create
and
a
make the changes and make changes to be able to keep the place where you're at. And where, because they're not, I'm getting that you need to make sure you stay current and everything. They're not letting things slide anymore.
Do you see me staying in June or July, or do you think, because that's around the corner? To me, that's immediate.
Rebecca? I'm really seeing that you're going to have to move.
In June?
Wow. See, I get calendar seasons. I don't get like Nancy does. And it feels like it will happen in summertime.
Is that because I didn't get it together soon enough? Is it because that's going to happen
no matter what? Yeah, you didn't get it together soon enough.
So, in other words, I can change that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
remember,
you can change that. That's why I said you got to sit down and now you got to make a plan. Start writing your story. Where do you want your life to go? What are you going to do to achieve these goals? What needs to be done? And do it.
Right.
Focus on that.
You mentioned the fall being a downward slide. What is that about? That's even scarier.
I can't remember if I said that. Did you say that, Rebecca?
I don't remember. I didn't say nothing about fall.
I don't remember saying that
the
either.
The very first, when I first was talking, the very first thing, the phone call, it was like June, and then June or July, and then fall was just going to be a big down.
I don't know what we said. I apologize. I don't remember saying that. If I did, I can't collect that back.
If you don't sit down and reevaluate things in your life and start writing your story and start making decisions and achieving the goals you want to go, everything is going to down spiral for you because I see you going into deep depression because of these changes, because you didn't. If you don't make if you don't take the steps that you need to take, you're going to become very depressed because you're going to have to move.
And remember, we don't know your story, what's happening in your life, and we don't know how hard it is. I do have a lot of calls from people every day. It's a wonder I'm not depressed all the time. But at the same time, I'm serious. It's just like so big, this recession going into depression, is that you have to get clever, more clever than the other person. And that's, you know, and say, I even touch walls and I tell my people, you know, you don't know, but I say to people, if you want to stay where you are, you have to tell the house or the walls that you're there. You're going to stay.
Yes, you love them, you love them, that you want to stay. Own it.
Mm-hmm. Negative energy compounds negative energy. So I want you positive. I want you to say, nothing's going to move me out of this house. I put my hands on the walls and I love it. It's going to be mine. I'm going to make it work.
And I'm going to do what I have to do to keep you. And I'm going to do what I have to do to make you happy.
All right, so that's at least a good start for you. All right, young lady?
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate
fine.
And start off by doing it by cleaning. Get rid of all the clutter. Get rid of all your clutter, even in the drawers, closets, everything. Just go through and totally clean sweep your house.
That's what I'm doing now.
Like,
can you see the clutter in my house?
Big, huge house? Pardon?
Can you see the clutter in my house?
It's not that I see it. I'm just saying I'm getting that you need to exchange the energy.
That's exactly what I'm doing. Like, I'm on the phone with you now, literally.
I'm so proud of you.
So
people who are listening, if this helps you understand, there's so many dynamics of being an intuitive, psychic, whatever we are, that we have to look at things. And it's so amazing, the energy, ego, intent, is huge. It's so big. Well, young lady, I want you to have the best possible rest of the evening. And conquering something as little as cleaning out the drawers and change your energy to great, so that when you do go to court, you are so positive they can't possibly turn you down.
Okay.
All right, sweet. Take care.
Thank you, ladies.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, 609 area code. And who's oops. Oh, I just love this one. I know I keep clicking it.
You gotta giggle at it.
I know, it's just, and I clicked it and it's not letting this person on. It just twirls on it. Okay, 609, it went on and then it clicked you off. So I'm not sure what's happening. So there you are. Okay, who's speaking?
Hi, my name's Nikki.
Hi, Nikki. And what
Hello.
State are you calling from?
I'm from New Jersey. I'm up late, too.
You know, I used to be able to stay up late, and I do like staying up late because the energy is so nice at night. But around 11:30, 11 o'clock at night, I start petering out.
Well, I'm getting there.
It's always amazing to me. Yeah, it's amazing to me how many people call from East Coast. So Switchboard is not real healthy tonight for some reason, so everybody. So Nikki, give us a question, and if we lose you, at least we'll have you still on the air, okay? How can we help you tonight?
I would like to know what you see as far as a romantic interest for me.
Are you a queer woman? You own your own business, or you run for,
yes,
for a big corporation?
I own my own business.
I kind of like, well, I admire people who have the kahunas to do their own life and their own business.
Do you have a dog?
Definitely.
Do you have
a dog?
A new dog? No, a dog.
My daughter has a dog.
Okay, is the dog live with you?
Yes.
Okay, is it a little dog?
Medium.
Okay, does this dog love you?
Yes.
Okay. I see a brown-haired guy coming for you. If you ain't met him yet.
There's somebody that I've been talking to. Actually, two different guys, both with brown hair.
Of course. This one feels like he's kind of heavier set, maybe a little chunkier or a little meaty.
Okay.
Feels like he's very quiet. He doesn't have he does not have a very good social life, I guess you could say. He's usually probably the one that's at home a lot. He pretty much keeps to himself, I'm getting.
They're both like that.
One of them have curly hair, wavy, because I see curly, wavy hair.
No.
Okay, for some reason I see him with curly, wavy hair.
Maybe when he was younger.
The man I'm looking at has baby soft, a little darker than mouse brown, and it's thinner. Which one is he?
He's the one that I was seeing.
Ooh, he's the one I'm seeing in your mind. So you now get how you're doing this. I find the one that you had been seeing, and Rebecca picks up one you haven't met yet. Does that tell you something? You're kind of floating between me and your girl. You know, you still got choices. How about that? The one that I'm seeing in your mind, maybe you're not healed over it yet, or it's improper closure, or you don't know what to do. When in doubt, don't do anything. Don't go back. Go forward. So erase him from your mind and get him out of your spirit and soul. Close that door. Then you'll turn around and meet the one that she sees. And I think he's a little taller, and I would say medium to just a little chunkier. You know, he's got a body on him. And I don't know if he's a truck driver, but he has that kind of demure, kind of like guy who's in control of everything in his life.
Well, you're definitely talking about the one that's in my life, yeah.
So there's two. The one from the past is the one hair guy, and the one I described is the one in your life now. So maybe Rebecca just had the hair type off.
Pardon?
I don't know. It sounds like you're describing the person that's you know, that I'm back and forth with.
Okay. When in doubt, don't do anything at all, because doubt will create what you don't necessarily want. So
right.
He's not in your life. If he's the one who's going back and forth, then kind of look forward. Go forward in your life. Don't wait. Because if a man is indecisive, he'll always be indecisive. Don't know what we want, if they don't know what they want, you have to go away. Get out of their life. Go forward. But for them to decide they want to come after you, because then you will win. If you stay around
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so then... I can't tell if you're going to keep him or not. I think this man gives up too easily, and he sometimes wants to be chased, but he shouldn't be, because he somehow feels like he's not necessarily always worthy. If he is that way, then it will always be a battle for you to give him the strokes on the back that you're wonderful and great, and it's going to be mm-hmm. real tiring, especially for a woman who's self-employed, who has her own business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the energy.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
There's somebody, there's somebody new coming in, and it's very compatible with you, so.
Okay, that's fine. I'm willing to work both ways. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, yeah. This may be, this man, though not a bad person, he may be wanting a woman to be the man in the relationship, and women are not hardwired to be that.
Right.
And you will be, and it may not be what you want ultimately. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Have a great evening.
All right,
bye.
Nikki.
Bye.
I'm gonna try the switchboard. Okay, we're going to hang her up, and we're going to go to a Skype. And on Skype, who's this? Hello? Area code 111111111. Oh, is there a time delay? Hello, we're going to give you another 10 seconds, and then I have to hang up. Oh, I know this gal or gentleman has been hanging on for a long time. Hello, hello. Okay, are you there now? Okay, we have
I'm
to go
still
on
here.
Hi, Rebecca. Okay, so 203 area code. And who's this?
Oh, hello. My name is Anne, and I'm from Connecticut. And I'm
getting
incremental knowledge with each caller how to reformulate my question.
No kidding.
And it's early in the evening for me on the East Coast because it depends on your perspective, I think.
All right, woman.
Anne, what is your perspective?
I'm going to ask you a relationship question, and I'm still trying to figure out sometimes when I ask people this, how to word it. I had many relationships when I was younger. I'm probably more your contemporary or a little bit older than you guys. I've had 5 serious relationships, 1 marriage, and I have 1 child. But I've been by myself, and I know what that's like. And
mm-hmm.
it's only in the past couple of years that for some crazy reason I started to think about one particular person that I had been with. So I was already from high school, no. He was like the second to the last one. And the reason, I don't know why I was thinking about him at the time, but I also was increasing my knowledge. I had done tarot back in the 80s, and I started taking more classes and then came to find out that I myself am psychic, okay? So I think it has something to do with the relationship way in the past, maybe a past life thing. But do you see anything why this is going on, or do you see me? I did speak to him in September. Do you see anything about this at all with this relationship?
I felt like there was something really far back. Mm-hmm. If I'm picking up a past life, like this is a relationship mm-hmm. with this guy, and it could be so connected. But that doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean you end up with him. But I felt like
okay.
this is a real long time ago connection. Rebecca?
Does he have light hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, 2 of them did, but he does.
Okay. Okay, so ask me your question again.
Well, I get the feeling that I'm going to hear from him, that there's either unfinished business or a possibility of a friendship. He's the only person I was with that I never connected the dots, that he seemed to totally hold back once that was over. He didn't want to talk anymore. That was it. But the last time I spoke to him, he was talking to me like he was sitting next to me and there was nothing had happened. It was almost like, why hadn't you called me before?
You just left off where you just began where you left off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's soulmate
yes.
kind
yes.
of thing.
Yes.
Yes. It's longer on it.
In fact, I almost get a feeling like I'm him and he's me. It's very
uh-oh. Yeah. I'm getting like really close.
What is that? Uh-oh.
How sweet are you warm?
Well, that's a soulmate thing.
Okay. And I don't think he's with someone else. He was moving on to a job in Canada, and I'm in Connecticut. So I don't know whether he got it, not. Whether he's up Vermont, Connecticut, or up in Canada. I don't know that either. So I don't have a way of getting in touch with him.
I'm not sure he's in Canada yet.
Mm-hmm.
Does he like to hunt?
Might. I mean, this was the guy who was in the war. He was in Vietnam.
Okay. I'm seeing ducks for some reason with him.
I love it. Nature, let nature lover. You know, nature TV,
yeah.
and the water. Yes. That would make sense. Animals. And dogs.
Hold on, Rebecca's trying.
So you want to know if you guys are going to reconnect? Is that what you're? Is that the question?
That's basically it. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like you definitely will.
I think you're going to have. I'm more than friendship. I think this could go on for some time.
You guys like are like. I guess you want to kind of like say the soulmate term. You're definitely connected as soul, and you definitely are very compatible.
Okay. Nothing about time frame then, huh?
I want to say by September, October.
I was
going to
say fall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason I asked you guys is that I can read, but of course you always get in the way when you're reading yourself or trying to figure this out. But some of it I have to do for myself, you know. It's part of my puzzle. But I've had some people warn me off this like the plague, and I said I just didn't see that myself. So
remember, people love us, don't want us to get hurt.
People
appreciate, they love you. You know, people love us. They don't want us to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been with this guy already, so they're going, oh, no, don't do that again. In this case, there is going to be more. You're going to have more with him than just friendship. He's kind of trying to tread in the water to see how receptive you are to him. So he's calling you and being all friendship. And I think you've got to remember now, men, if you're on, well, we got a lot of people holding. We got to get going. If a man's in the chat room or on queue here, I don't mean this. But a man will not go where they're not invited. So on some level, he's trying to invite himself back in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's being friendly and hopes that you'll be friendly back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But what I'm saying is I'm not hearing anything. Do you even see a phone call is what I'm talking about.
Well, he's been calling you, you said. You've already connected.
No. I spoke to him in September. I called him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That, to me, is still the first step.
Okay.
In the fall, we both pick up something. You can connect between now and fall, or you may have to wait until fall when he's settled down in his life. Or he's come
mm-hmm.
back from his temporary job. We can't tell the difference.
Okay.
We just picked up that.
Okay, because some people thought that he was, like, intimately involved with at least two other people. And I said, I don't know. And I just never got that impression about this person. It tends to be more of a loner, you know.
Rebecca?
What do I pick up about that?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Okay, gotcha.
What will be will always be. What cannot be can never be.
That's
the universe declares this is... I'm just full of this stuff. If it's meant to be, it will work its way to it. Now, remember that movie Push? It's out just recently.
I gotta see that.
We can change it. Huh?
I gotta see that. I haven't seen that. Okay.
God, it's pretty good.
Okay.
Some of the stuff, they had to have a psychic involved. I analyze this every day. It's just amazing to me. And so in the movie, they made a couple of comments. I went, whoa, that's right. All right, young lady, I got to go.
Okay, you should be consultant. See? Okay, let me let you go.
Yes, and you know what? We have 7 people in queue, and I don't know if we're going to get to everybody.
Go. Thank you so much.
Okay, we're going to go to the 603 area code.
Hello.
Well, it did it. It clicked on the first time. Who's this?
My name is Val.
You're
and
who?
Val.
Yeah, and I'm calling from the New Hampshire area.
Well, how about that? And so, young lady, what do you want from us tonight?
I am wondering what you see with a gentleman. I don't know if you need their first name or not.
No. Is he in your life now? You're dating him now?
You tell me. No, I'm not dating him now, no.
Okay, so is there's
does he have brown
you have
hair?
A man in your vision.
What?
Does he have brown hair?
No.
Okay. Go ahead, though.
What?
It's a go ahead.
Me?
Oh, okay, yeah, we're losing ground here.
Question.
Yeah,
what?
You give us a question then.
Oh, I just wonder what you see coming up with him. And I. Him and I.
So there is a man in your vision that you would like to know if you're going to be able to date him.
Yes, there's someone that I have in mind.
Ah, I love it. She's putting her hooks out there. Creative as a nation. Yeah, first off, I'd like to know if he's truly single. Do you know if he's single or he's in a relationship?
No, he's single.
I see a woman standing next to him. It's kind of like she's got medium brown hair. Do you know if he's dealing with someone from his past?
I'm medium brown hair.
Did you deal with him in your past?
Yes. In my past, I did.
In his past, okay. So I see him thinking about this woman in his past. If it's you, then that's a good sign because he may go forward. Rebecca, what do you pick up on this? And then I'll add something.
Is his hair salt and pepper? Is he a little older than you?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Okay, what color is his hair?
What?
What color is
his
hair?
Oh, right.
See, I read off first name, so that's why I'm being shown a dark-haired man for you, and I'm being shown, like, a man with salt and pepper hair, too.
No, neither.
Uh-oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, no.
I'd like to know how come this man hasn't charged forward and embraced you with a big hug and want you in his life. How come he's not done that?
I'm not sure. I was hoping you guys could give me some insight on it.
Okay, that's the issue, because Rebecca's picking up two new men around you.
Yeah, well,
that's
first of all,
not
salt and pepper, no. But do you see...
No, men that are coming that you haven't met yet.
Right,
They may have an attraction for you, but it may not be shared the same way for you.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
we're pretty visual.
Up on me with this other person just because they have been in my life for 13 years. And just for you to even be able to not pick up, maybe you're just not reading it at all. And that's okay. It happens. I'm a reader as
well.
Now,
remember, you're hesitant, and you really want to know what's going to happen with this guy. He's been in your life 13 years, and you're not married. I don't know if you're living together.
But we're not dating either right now.
Okay, that's an answer. That is the answer. You need to get your power back and say, this guy's just not going to do anything. I'm going to go on. The first guy will be dark, and the second guy you meet will be the lighter or the grayer man. And I just don't think the man you're with is going to get his pants up.
We're not together,
though. Walk forward. Yeah, he's just not going to get it together because we feel like you're going to go on. Sorry, sweet.
No, it's
okay,
but I don't think you're picking up the situation right. But it's okay. It happens. Like I said, I'm a reader, so
okay.
I understand. But thank you.
All right, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to 408.
Hi there.
Hello. Young lady. What date are you
Veronica.
Calling from?
I'm calling you from San Jose, California.
Oh, I should have known that. Hello. And I apologize. You might have said your name, but we're battling the phone lines tonight. What's your first name?
Veronica.
Oh, great name. Okay. All right, young lady. What do you have for us tonight?
Oh, thanks for the young part. I need
anytime,
your help
anytime.
Inside. You're young, too, by the way. Both
Thank
of you.
You.
And here is the question. And I guess I hope you can give me some insight. I recently had been having some major problems with a car. I purchased a car. It wasn't a good car, as it turned out. In sync with a mechanic, on and off. And this is since Wednesday. And so I'm about to go into a battle with the dealers, trying to get off the contract. I already found an attorney and so on. I was able to get my old car back, which broke. And right now the deal is, I guess if I have to be specific, is when did you see me being able to go back to normal? When do you see this whole ordeal where I will have a decent car and no drama? I've never had
drama. Listen, woman, I just love it. This is a different kind of question I never expected to hear.
Is your hair blue or darker color?
I have brown hair, yes. I'm a brunette.
No, is your car blue or like a dark blue or a darker color?
The car that I purchased that I'm trying to get rid of and go back to the dealer is green. It's a Passat.
Okay. Is it a darker color though, like a darker green?
No, mild car, no, neither one.
I'm going to look in a little bigger blue, maybe a form of SUV. Is that what you're getting, Rebecca?
I'm not really getting a make of it. I'm just kind of getting like a color, like maybe like a darker color.
Yeah, I'm too. I think this is a car that's coming. Clearly, you got to enforce the lemon law, lemon car.
There is no lemon law in California.
Right, and they may offer you another car. So that would be it.
They have given me already loaners in the meantime, and one of them didn't even have brakes. On Tuesday, I almost had a car accident with my son in it, so I was pretty upset. And so, I just want out. I want my money back, and I don't want any more deals.
If they, clearly, let me put a thought here. I'm not looking at what you had or your loaners. My feeling is that either they're going to give you a new car, and remember, I won't know the difference, or you settle it with them and then you turn around and find a car that does work for you.
Right.
So I don't see you keeping your old car. It feels like it's gone, and you're going to get a newer car, and it looks like it's, I apologize. I don't know. I don't think it's a van, but it's not a sedan. It looks like something in between. It's a little bigger car. And it looks, Rebecca, I would say it's a deeper blue, but not a dark blue like to black. It looks like a blue to darker blue.
Yeah.
Right, Rebecca?
Yeah, like midnight blue.
Yeah. God, thank you. Midnight blue. Okay.
And when do you see that happening?
You know, it's kind of hard because I want to say warmer, but we're almost into summer now. When does San Jose start getting warm?
Oh, gosh, it fluctuates. I mean, it was really warm today, and it was raining the day before. So
Rebecca,
right now
it
was in crazy weather. But it should start probably now, probably 2-3 weeks.
Rebecca, in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'd say that. That's what it feels like.
I think they're
like
going to try to appease you so they don't go to court.
Yeah, they're going to try to give you a white car. Don't take a cut.
I tried already to, well, with not going to court. I don't like all these dealings, but they were
really mean
and nasty, and they kept thinking that because I'm a woman, they can take me for a ride, and they got something else going.
Rebecca, I got to cut it off, honey. We have less than a minute. So get back to us. I'm sorry, all you other callers. We had 1, 2, 3, 4 still in hold. Listen, if you need our help,
thepsychiclovelady.org,
and my website is nancynapp.net. If you need more help, and I really apologize. We really had fun with you tonight, all. And I want to, they're dropping off hard. I'm really sorry that we did not have the chat room. It bumped me out. It says now we have only a few seconds till the end of the show. Thank you, Rebecca. We had fun. And I'll have her
back. Thank you, everybody that called in, too.
It was really crazy chat room and my being bumped out of my own switchboard. But thank you, everybody, for coming. We had a great night. You take care. And I'll have her back again, probably in a couple weeks. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.